few years ago, I'm not sure if many remember, but we had a van full of people that were selling items at people's homes, magazines, you know, offering carpet cleaning services. And unfortunately, behind that was the intention to rob or case homes in case the individual wasn't there. They got to look inside the house and would know when the individual would leave so they could make entry. We really had no checks and balances in place to know where these people were, who they were, to check, to track where they're at and what they're doing. Now, the county itself passed this ordinance to apply to the unincorporated areas of the county, so that now, if somebody comes to your door, they have to have proof that they went to the sheriff, had a background check, they're doing what they're saying they're supposed to be doing, and we now know where they're at and what they're doing. It's very easy to keep track of them versus just anyone who can enter the county anytime and go up to any door they want. So now we have a ability to check what they're doing and to know who it is that's doing it. If somebody comes to your door and they're attempting to peddle something, be it a magazine or a, you know, a cleaning of your carpet, if you ask them for a copy of their peddler's license and they don't have it, you call the sheriff's department immediately. They will have an officer out there very quickly. The person will be either cited or arrested depending on what they're doing there and why they're there.